I'd like to introduce Dr. Kevin Bronson. He's our first speaker for the session, and he'll visit with us about the use of ultrasonic distance sensors for estimating cotton plant height. Dr. Bronson, all yours.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. I want to acknowledge my co-authors, Andy French and Ed Barnes. So the purpose here, the interest is in measuring plant height with a sensor that is rapid and continuous. And for the management purpose of this, or multiple, you can potentially manage your growth regulators like picks, as well as harvest dates. My main interest is in season nitrogen, and then we'll talk about that some more later. But there's also high throughput phenotyping down here, which most locations have a high throughput phenotyping program going on now with sensors in their genomicists. Okay. So the objective of the study was to assess this sensor, which is made by the Honeywell company, to measure height. We compare it to manual heights and to NDVI. And the study was a nitrogen by water study. So we'll look at the effects of that. The Honeywell 943 is an ultrasonic distance sensor. I think the lot of applications in industry, like how much liquid is in a vat, and I don't know if that's what they use on cars for your backup sensors or not. I'm not sure about that. It's possible. We did a drip, buried drip study in Maricopa, Arizona from 2016 to 2018. We had the sensors 50 centimeters above the canopy on a treatment with high inputs, high end, high water. Normally that would be the plot with the highest height. So we use that as a reference. The crop circles we also have for NDVI at 100 centimeters, but the Honeywell we put at 50. The speed of travel is 1.4 miles per hour. The sensor, it's hard to see it here. There it is. It's white with a little blue tip. It's powered by 24 volts, and most of the power on the tractor and all the other sensors is 12 volts, so we have a little step-up transformer right next to our Campbell Scientific data logger, CR1000. Response time is 250 milliseconds. The carrier frequency, beam angle is 8. We're not using the RTK or just using DGPS, sub-meter GPS, 5 hertz. The plots, I'll show you a plot plan in a second. It's about 100 meters long, 330 feet. We have 8 rows of cotton, 40 inches. We have two sensors you can see in the picture, two on the arms, two sets of sensors over the middle rows. We're using the crop circle 470 at a meter above, and there's the NDVI formula. Here are the treatments. We have a soil test-based end treatment, a reflectance-based end treatment, zero nitrogen at 100% irrigation, and then a soil test and a zero N at 75% deficit irrigation. The algorithm for the soil test base and the other ones might be hard to read, but we start with a 4-bale yield goal, a 200-pound N requirement, so track 3-foot soil nitrate pre-plant, small credit for irrigation. The second 2 years, we raised this end requirement to 225. The reflectance treatment, we start at 50% of the soil test, and then when NDVI or NDRE goes deficient, we raise the rate. This is a picture of the plot plant of the plots. There are 15 of them, 100 meters long. Those dots are where we do soil sampling and take point data like petioles and other things. A close-up of the rig, a handy high-clearance tractor. The crop circles are covered in foam. the old crop circles that were 470s tended to heat up. I think the new Ag Leader 430s OptiRx don't heat up. You probably don't need the foam, but in Arizona, it's really hot. There's a close-up of the sensor. Here's an example of the data using the Cloud Compare software. This is just all the raw data. And you can see that, if you recall from some of those pictures, you can see the plots where it's zero nitrogen, where it's smaller growth, see behind. So in here where it's dark green, you can see some of the zero in plots and some of the other variability. Here's what the height looks like in the first year. High nitrogen, high water, zero N. I'm sorry, this is 70% high nitrogen, and these are the two zero plots. And then the second year, it's a similar type of a treatment, but not quite as high. You can see we got up to 130 centimeters the first year. And it's the third year, a little over 100 centimeters. Pretty consistent data. If you look at it, though, you might want to say, well, why is here, at the end of the season, does it appear zero nitrogen, 75%? It's plant height's actually going down. Well, that's not really happening in the manual measurements. And so maybe the plants were wilting or under some stress and it wasn't picking up the same height, is what I'm supposing. Okay. Now let's compare it to manual height. Now the manual height, you've got to bear in mind those only 4 points per plot. And the number of points with the ultrasonic sensor is 15,000, so not many measurements with hand measurements. Nevertheless, we're getting a good correlation there. The second year. Early in the season, this is at first square. The height is small. You can see it's only about 20 centimeters. Not getting much correlation. And then it improves at first bloom. Another thing to point out is that the sensor is going to give you a lower height than the manual measurement. So, example, the ultrasonic sensor here is about 50 centimeters, but the manual is about 55. So when they measure the plants with the tape measure, they're going to pick the top of the plant. And there's not many leaves at the top of the plant. And the sensor needs leaves for its target, so you're always going to have about inches. Shorter height measure, height estimate with the, so it's more of the canopy and not the height. Another thing to point out is if you look here, this is versus NDVI, by the way. NDVI is saturating here. The plant height continues to go up, but NDVI is well known when the canopy closes to saturate, so you can see that in this data. Same thing here. So NDVI is saturating at about 85 hundredths in the high treatments. This is at mid-bloom, but the height is still going up. Now let's look at some correlation. The first year we didn't do plant width, but we did the other 2 years. So these sometimes at early squaring when the plants are only so tall, you're not getting much variation, so you're not going to see correlation anyway. But this is just the correlation table with manual plant height, width, NDVI, red, and N rate. So you can see a very strong response with nitrogen rate. Here's some picture early in the season. Here you can see how dramatic our treatment differences were. When buried drip, again, there's no dry land, if you heard this morning, there's no dry land cotton farming in Arizona, it's all irrigated. And the efficiency for the water and nitrogen is very high under buried drip. We're doing fertigation, and that would explain why you have such a dramatic difference between treatments. Pretty cool, huh? Here's our harvest. So in conclusion, we did confirm that this works well, this sensor. It can be used probably in crop and nitrogen water management, as well as used in high throughput phenotyping. But we need to bear in mind that the width there's a much easier way to get width, and that's with a drone and an RGB camera. So there's that point. And the width we tend to use for a crop coefficient for irrigation, so it's good to have that cover. But the other thing is a lot of people are using LIDAR now, the laser, to measure plant height. And so this ultrasonic technology, something that's been around for a long time, and it's fairly inexpensive. The sensor is $400. But a lot of folks are working on LIDAR now, which I personally have not. So that's all I have. I probably left time for questions. Yes. I'm having trouble hearing her. Can you?
I think she is referring to the gray or the bad kind of chip clusters.
Yes.
And you're running your regression through it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those are good questions. This is, we had the dramatic differences, so these are the minus nitrogen plots and the plus plots. But if you look there, it looks like it's pretty much on the same line. Again, at the end here, it's saturating. But, it's easy to get a correlation, but it seems like one line to me. Thank you for that question. That's a good point. Thank you. Any other questions? Yes. $400. It's a little inconvenient, not too much, that it's 24 volts, but you can get we have a little step-up transformer. It's pretty easy to get 24 volts out of a 12-volt tractor battery. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.